Blog Talk Radio.
Stop by on this Friday evening to spend a little time with us. I'm so excited about today's topic because today's show is a kickoff to highlight nonprofit organizations across the country and also nonprofit organizations within your neighborhoods on At Home with Victoria. And I wanted to dedicate the first show that we're going to do today, which I want to focus on a wonderful organization that I just recently became a part of, which is also a nonprofit organization called the American News Women's Club, and you will find them located in the nation's capital on the Embassy Row section of D.C., and I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. But the reason why that club is so important to me, because it focuses on issues facing women, women in journalism, publishing, public relations, media, digital media, and it is through education that they try to help young women, older women, just women in general out there who are interested in that profession. So to have a nonprofit organization like that, that sort of will spread their wings around to be able to help women, I just think is absolutely wonderful. And also, the reason why this is sort of a kickoff is because I've been wanting to do a lot of different shows on nonprofit organizations, because as a television reporter, I've always had the opportunity to cover different nonprofit organizations within the communities that really, really play a very important and vital part. So I thought, what would be a great way to be able to help nonprofit organizations? And that's to be able to give them time on the air and also TV time to basically talk about any single thing that they want to talk about that's going to be able to get their message out there. So I want to try to dedicate at least 2 to 3 shows on the TV aspect of At Home with Victoria, as well as the radio part of it, every single month through the fall and winter season, so that we can get as much good information out there about nonprofit organizations itself. Now, as I just mentioned, I just became a member of the American News Women's Club, again, located in D.C., and I've been thinking for a while that I wanted to join a few clubs, but I couldn't really figure out which one I wanted to, so I kind of just left my heart open. And then all of a sudden, I was on Facebook networking with some friends, and lo and behold, a friend sent me a link to their website, and I thought, you know what, that's it. This is the organization that I want to join. So to make basically a long story short, I was able to go to a function that the organization had about a couple of weeks ago with Chief Lanier in Washington, D.C., was supposed to be a guest speaker, but something came up and she wasn't able to make it, so they're going to reschedule that. But I have to tell you, just the warm welcome that I got when I walked inside that organization was absolutely wonderful. From the young lady that met me at the door to the people that were upstairs, you know, sort of talking and drinking and just, you know, saying hello to everyone as we were mixing and mingling over cocktails, and some people had water. But it was just a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And, you know, and I thought, you know, this is the right place where I want to be. These are the women that I want to be around and to call myself home. Now, as I did some research on the organization, I did find out that it is one of the nation's oldest press clubs, which is wonderful in itself, because you guys know a lot of organizations come and go, but clearly this one has a steeped tradition and is going to be around for a long time. They are a nonprofit organization. They offer educational and professional development programs in support of women in journalism and the communication profession itself. And they do a lot of events, and one event that I want to talk about is the annual ANWC Helen Thomas Award Benefit Gala, and that is an award annually that provides scholarships to journalism students And all of us know in this day and age, you know, to be able to get a scholarship for a loved one or someone in your family is certainly a good thing with the economic situation. One thing that I was struck by was the links and the resources that the organization has on their website. Now, if you're in the chat room, I did put there the link, which is www.anwc.org. And if you do have some time, I would recommend that you just sort of go on their website and kind of look around and get an idea. And there's just a lot of good information on there. I was very, very much impressed with the link that dealt with resources because you can find a lot of information and resources on there. So I do want you to check that out. Now, this show is only about 15 minutes, so we're going to have to invite some of the members back to talk a little bit more about that. But I wanted to take the time while we were talking about women in news just to thank a few women that has made it possible for me to have a wonderful career as a television news anchor. Mary Beth Marston, who's a news anchor for WMAR in Baltimore. Sandra McKellar, who used to work in Baltimore at WMAR, but now I believe she's with ABC and the Disney Company out in L.A., Dawn Mitchell, who is my news director at WMDT Television, Wanda Draper, who is public relations at WBAL-TV, Alicia Taylor, who, in my opinion, is one of the best investigative reporters that there is to be out there, Connie Howard, who was a news director but now is in real estate, Lauren Huff. Lauren was interesting because I worked with her when I first got in television, and she was an assignment editor at WMAR-TV. In Baltimore, and I was so young and impressionable at that time, so I kind of looked at every single thing that Lauren had to do because it was her job to run the assignment desk. And anybody that knows anything about that television news, whether it's radio or TV, that's a pretty big job, and you're responsible for a lot of people, you know, to be able to run that job. But Lauren always did such a wonderful job doing that, and she always had a smile on her face. So a big shout out to Lauren Huff. I don't know if she got a chance to listen tonight, but her sister, Loretta, I did get a chance to tell her to listen. So hopefully Loretta is out there listening. And she, by the way, is also a freelance writer, and she's working on a children's book. So perhaps in the future we'll be able to get her on At Home with Victoria to talk a little bit about her book, as I believe she's in the field of education. So I just want to take the rest of the few minutes. Really, it's just a challenge all the women out there today, just to challenge you to think about women in your life, women that are in your industry, whether you're in business, whether you're in film, law, public relations, education, the beauty industry, engineering, healthcare, other nonprofit organizations, politics, you know, doesn't matter what field that we're in, but I challenge you just to, you know, think about a woman along the way who helped you get to where you need to be and just to say thank you. You know, say thank you for taking the time. Say thank you for being patient with me because none of us live in a vacuum. And, you know, like I said, this organization that I just recently joined, the American News Women's Club, you know, they are a clear example of an organization out there that is doing so much good and that's trying to support women who are interested in the field of journalism. So I really do want to challenge you to think about that, you know, over the next couple of days or couple of hours and even to push it forward and call that person and say, hey, you know, I remember when I, you know, had a rough day and I had the opportunity to come into your office and you helped me with this, you know, I just want to thank you because it's so often that women, we tear each other down. And we can be pretty critical of each other, but I think, you know, it takes a lot of bravery to single out people for doing positive things and for, you know, going the extra mile to help you in your career and to give you the information or the push that you needed at that time. So I just wanted to thank all of the women and the organization, the American News Women Club, and to say thank you to them on this Friday night for allowing me to be a part of the organization. I look forward to a lot of the events. And if you're interested in the type of events that they have, you really should check out their website. Again, that's www.anwc.org. Katie Couric was just roasted there through the organization. Helen Thomas has an upcoming book tour, I believe, in October. You know, they just have a lot of women, you know, who are out there doing things. And, you know, if you're thinking about joining an organization and you really want to get hands-on experience and talk to women that are in the know, especially when it comes to journalism, publishing, digital media, I would highly consider that you ladies would think about joining this organization. I will give you the telephone number. And, again, all the information that you will need from them is on the website, and I'll keep it up here on my website as well for a link so that you can just have that information handy. And, again, they're based out of Washington, D.C. The phone number is 202-332-6770, 202-332-6760. Again, their website is www.anwc.org. And, you know, even if you want to go on there and just check out the links for the resources that they have in terms of if you're looking for a job, I mean, they've got so much information on there. So I would highly recommend just it's worth your time just to even go on there and look on that section, because if I were looking for a job right now, I can't tell you the vast amount of information that you're going to find there on that link. And again, their website, once again, is www.anwc.org. And again, today's show was, you know, very quick, but it's sort of a kickoff into nonprofit organizations that we're going to be talking about on the radio, as well as featuring on the television version of At Home with Victoria. Nonprofits, as far as I'm concerned, basically, you know, kind of are the people that make things happen within every single community, because as far as I'm concerned, if you don't have nonprofits to fill the void within communities, whether it's through the food bank, education programs, after-school programs, a lot of people in this country and that live in different sectors of America, you know, just certainly wouldn't have a lot of things. So I think nonprofits are people that do work that don't always get recognized. And my 15 years as a television journalist, I promised myself if there was ever anything that I could do to help all nonprofits, that I would certainly be an advocate for it. So I look forward to more shows that we're going to do on nonprofit organizations. If you know of any that's interested, then you can find me on Facebook or you can find me right here on BTR. Feel free to email me and I will take it from there. I want to thank everybody on short notice who was able to listen, as it kind of happened short notice for me in doing the show tonight. And hopefully, again, we'll be able to do more on the American News Women's Club, where hopefully Pam or some of the other women will come on and we can do an hour, take your calls and answer some of your questions to talk a little bit more in depth about the organization and what they do. And again, I'm very, very proud to be a part of that organization. So until the next time, I will talk to you soon. And thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria.